Good morning, Tucson, and welcome to this Drive Time Hour of Tipping Point with Zach Yenser live on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Daily in-depth news, conversation, and talk about the people, ideas, and issues shaping Tucson's future. I'm your guest host today, Daryl Mallett, in for Zach this morning. Zach is celebrating with his wife the birth of their baby daughter. So congratulations, Zach, and thanks for hosting us remotely this year again. Today, we're holding the third annual Second on the Air Arizona Film Expo, a business event founded in 2019 to bring every aspect of the film, television, and media industries to the table once a year to do business, talk about the business, and with the goal of becoming a American film market type event for our state. In this first segment, I'm pleased to welcome Film Commissioner for the town of Marana. She's also the Tourism and Marketing Manager, Laura Cordelieu. We got a chance to sit down with her earlier, and here's what she had to say about film in Marana. This is Daryl Mallett, Chairman of the Arizona Film Expo, sitting in for Zach Yenser, the regular host of Tipping Point. I'm on the air today for the Arizona Film Expo, and my guest right now is Laura Cordelieu, the Film Commissioner for the town of Marana. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Daryl. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. I wanted to ask you, in the last year and a half during COVID shutdowns and whatnot, how film and television and commercials have been doing in Marana.
Very well. I can safely say that 2021 is the biggest year ever in the history of filming and film and digital media production in the town of Marana by far.
That's great. Great.
Oh, yes.
So people aren't scared off by all these mandates that are coming down for masks and testing.
You know, I have received more requests by independent feature filmmakers than I ever have in any year in the last 4 years since I started the film office program for the town of Marana.
All right. Is there any is there any projects that you can talk about?
Oh, there are. Until the really big project that we now can talk about, we had another really big project for us, and that was the Crossroads. It was it's the first feature narrative film to be filmed pretty much in its entirety in the town of Marana, and that was by locally based director Doug Rain. The screenplay and it was produced. Screenplay was written by Jinya Desmond, who's also locally based, and they used nearly all regional production crew. And it's a lovely film, and people will be seeing that very soon, I hear. So that project was spectacular to be part of, and we were so grateful to have this. You know, very locally based project come, and they needed to have exactly the kind of landscape that Marana's famous for.
It's fantastic.
And then since then, we've had all kinds of new requests for commercials and industrial pieces, independent shorts, many, many other requests where I've just fielded calls to assist people. But overall, a whole lot of increased activity in all categories.
That's great. You mentioned the big project that we can now talk about. Is any of that spilling over out of Tucson into Marana?
Well, we certainly welcome spilling over. And all I will say is that, again, Marana has had film production probably for the last 100 years. And there's a reason why. We have beautiful landscapes, some spectacular mountain ranges, and a certain quality of light that is beyond timeless and magical. It's beyond that.
Fantastic.
So when filmmakers come and scout, it's just a joy for me to show them the different possibilities that they may have in telling their story in our landscapes. So I'll just say that we are really looking forward to helping this project develop and are thrilled to have the partners to partner with who have chosen our area, we feel so incredibly lucky that it's really quite amazing. I mean, I don't know what to say. It's the best partnership we could ever hope to have.
That's fantastic. This is Daryl Mallett on the air with Laura Cordelieu, the film commissioner from the town of Marana. Laura, thanks for joining us today, and tally-ho on the new projects.
Thank you so much.
All right.
And thank you for your continuing support of this industry. We are all working to bring jobs, to bring more spending to this area, and this kind of special focus and afterglow that we will enjoy from seeing our beautiful region featured on small screens, big screens, in between size screens, you know, on your phone screens. We know that this is a stunningly beautiful place. And
that was Laura Cordelieu. She's the film commissioner for the town of Quartzsite, or I'm sorry, for the town of Marana. And now I'm pleased to welcome the town of Quartzsite's film commissioner and former president of Quartzsite Area Chamber of Commerce, Shanana Rain Goldenbearer, who's also has many other jobs, don't you, Shanana? You're a publisher. You do all kinds of things for the town of Quartzsite. Welcome.
Oh, good morning, Daryl. Thank you so much for inviting all of us to participate today. Yes, I am. I do wear multiple hats around Quartzsite. And I publish the Desert Messenger, mm-hmm. which is our free community paper. We're now in our 18th year. And I'm past president of the Quartzsite Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism.
Right. So you're pretty plugged in with the town. I mean, you know, those of us from L.A., you're a very small town for those of us from metropolitan areas. So you probably are involved in a lot. I know earlier you told me there was a movie which was featured in, there was a movie, Quartzsite was featured in a movie called Nomadland, which won several Oscar, Golden Globe, British Academy Film Awards. But other than that, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, that is extremely exciting for us. As you all know, Nomadland won 3 Academy Awards for Best Picture, Best Director, and what was it? Screenplay. And so we have a lot of activity here. And mm-hmm. one of the things that this movie has brought to the attention of the world, you know, Quartzsite was mentioned in the first 12 minutes. So that is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So we are now getting an incredible amount of new folks coming to Quartzsite because they saw that film, and also because of the COVID restrictions lifting and the economy. It's just huge. We are getting inundated with phone calls of folks wanting to know, where can you camp? You know, they want to see what was on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the power of film tourism.
Yes.
And that, to me, is the exciting piece. We had, just recently, we had a PBS group come to town, and they went to our famous High Jolly Cemetery. And it's a wonderful film location. We've had documentaries there. There is a documentary on High Jolly, and that was filmed a couple of years ago, and we are looking at having another promotional showing in January. So there's, you know, we have the most incredible sunsets and sunrises, and our vistas, I mean, you can see for miles.
Sure.
So it draws a lot of folks that are curious, and we have our shows, our rock shows. We're the rock capital of the world. And there was a scene in Nomadland that focused on, featured one of our rock vendors. So that was exciting, too. So it's like, okay, guys, let's get ready for some fun.
That's great news, Shanana. We're running out of time here. We got to go to our first break. I wish there was more time to talk with all of you. And I appreciate you coming on the show, and we will definitely be in touch as we go. We're going to our first break here on The Voice 1030 KVOI Tipping Point with Zach Yenser. We'll be right back.
Radio by and for the people of Tucson. 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
You love Decibel Coffee Works, the coffee of Tipping Point and the Yenser household, for their quality roasted coffee and beans. Now they're giving you even more reasons. Open now, the Scratch Kitchen at the MSA Annex will provide quick and easy breakfast and lunch with vegetarian and vegan options available to enjoy with your drink. Visit the MSA Annex right off the I-10 and Cushing to be one of the first to try. 267 South Avenida del Convento. In 1994, the University of Arizona took the bold step of acquiring an industrial park in southeastern Pima County and transforming it into a university research park. With over 25 years of success, Tech Parks Arizona continues to advance innovation. Whether it's the nearly 60 startups at the University of Arizona Center for Innovation or the new Tech Park at the Bridges currently under construction, they are integral in shaping the future of Southern Arizona. Tech Parks Arizona, moving innovation at the speed of business.
The economy is moving forward, and Arizona businesses are looking at new opportunities and challenges as we emerge from COVID-19. Leading companies are planning how to respond to new business and rebuild their teams and are looking for critical talent now. The right talent in key positions will make all the difference, and having a trusted and dedicated talent acquisition partner will give you an edge. Devin and her team at Talent Store will connect you with top talent while positively impacting time to hire, retention, and your employer brand. Learn more by visiting yourtalentstore.com and scheduling time with Devin and her team.
The playoff race is heating up for FC Tucson. On Wednesday, October 13th, FC Tucson celebrates those who have helped the community heal with Fuerza Frontline Workers Night. The team for all of Tucson is back at home on Saturday, October 16th. Before closing out the regular season Saturday, October 30th, we'll get ready for Halloween and Dia de los Muertos and the playoffs with Fan Appreciation Night. Get your tickets now at fctucson.com/tickets or call 520-600-3095.
Helping you make better money decisions is what The Ramsey Show is all about. Today at 1 p.m. on 1030 The Voice.
Welcome back, Tucson. This is Daryl Mallett, your guest host, in for Zach Yenser today on Tipping Point on KVOI 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. We're being joined right now with Mark Sankey, Director of Marketing and Media at the Mezcal Movie Set. Mark, welcome.
Hey, glad to be here and glad to be part of the Arizona Film Expo.
Well, I'm super excited to hear that Mezcal is back on the map. It's been fallow for far too long. In a couple brief bits, can you tell me kind of the genesis of how this all happened and what happened and who bought it and what you're doing?
Well, the Mezcal movie set used to be owned by Old Tucson Studios, and they did a lot of production films down here. And unfortunately, when Old Tucson had to shut down because of COVID, the set was basically close to being destroyed, because according to the film lease that we had on state land, that if there was no longer an active studio, then it had to be returned to the desert. Local ranchers, the Karshners, did not want to see that happen. They recognized the importance of the set, both for its historic value and the importance to promote Western heritage and culture. Mm-hmm. So they stepped up and picked up the set.
That's fantastic.
We're in the process now of renovating it. It's a major project. We've got 27 buildings that need to be renovated. It's a community barn-raising event where we're working with volunteers and marketing sponsorships, but we are slowly getting it done, and we're very excited about the progress.
That's great. So I hear you're also open for tours?
Yes, for the first time ever, Mezcal will be open on a regular basis for tours. We're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Because the set is being renovated, we do restrict the number of people we have on the set, so it's by reservation. Tours are on the hour, and you can get tickets at our website, MezcalMovieSet.com.
That's fantastic. So what are the plans after restoration? Are we looking just for tour movie tourism? Are we looking to start bringing film production back to Mescal?
We are attempting to bring film production down now as we sit. First and foremost, this will remain as a film set. We plan to rebuild the town as an 1880s pioneer town or frontier town, and we feel that will help facilitate getting more film production in here. We will have tours, but the tours will be worked around film production.
That's fantastic. Well, Chuck Williams from Avondale Pictures just did the thumbs up, and you know his movie is a Western, so I'm sure we'll be seeing Chuck out there in the future well. So this is very exciting. Yeah. And when you said Karchner, this is the same family that Karchner Caverns, right?
Well, it is the same family. That was their grandfather that owned that land. That is now a state park, so it's no longer part of the Karchner family, other than by name.
So they're still involved in history. This is fantastic. Mark, thank you for joining us. I will be out as soon as I can with my kids to help swing some hammers and put some nails in buildings.
Right.
And I appreciate you joining us today.
We'd love to have you.
That was
Mark
Sankey, Director of Media and Marketing at Mescal Movie Set. Today we're discussing the third annual Arizona Film Expo, second on the Air Expo. Next year we hope to have our second inaugural. I don't know if you can put those two words together, but because of COVID we're making up new things and I'm going to do it. So it'll be the fourth annual second inaugural Arizona Film Expo next year. As we go to our next segment, I'm happy to welcome Elisa Cota Francis. She probably needs no introduction to Tucson. She's got her own company, Arclight Pictures. She is now the incoming president for the Independent Film Arizona Group, IFA. Elisa, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Gerald. It's great to be here.
Oh, I'm always happy to talk to you. You and Bobby were instrumental in helping us get the first AFE set up, and so I'm always delighted to be involved in whatever you're involved in. So tell us a little bit about what your plans are for IFA over the next few years.
You know, we have a great strategic plan. My first plan, when I was approached back in May to come in and to take over the presidency, I had a great discussion with outgoing President Jeannie Joseph and still seated board member Ann Dalton. And we discussed, you know, where IFA stood, how they were. They were on very stable financial grounds. They did a great job building funds for us to move forward, to be able to introduce some great things. So when I decided to reach out to my community and repopulate the board with the blessing of Jeannie and Ann, we just set out to make it a board that really was going to be innovative, was going to be plugged into the community, but not just the film community, but the business community. And I think that's the key to what I do different to other than Eric Schumacher, who was very business-minded, than other past presidents of IFA.
Yeah, you and I
really realized that bridge. Go ahead.
You and I talked about that a little bit when we were setting up the Arizona Film Expo, about how we both kind of had the same vision that it's not just film people, because God knows we'll go anywhere there's free food, but to be able to bring mayors and city councils and economic development and businesses and the hospitality industry into the picture, because they're all part of the film industry. So I think you're on the same track here, right?
Absolutely. And it's that integral piece. And being that when we created Arclight Pictures, we founded it in Marana on purpose. Marana is a very innovative, forward-thinking city. And they're the first city in the entire country and the only chamber of commerce to launch a film committee several years ago out of their chamber, and still to this day remain the only film and digital new media committee out of the state. So it's that forward thinking, realizing where can revenue generate? Because just as your previous caller talked about Quartzsite and, money coming in from tourism, that's one of those avenues of, that's direct spending that is going to go directly into Quartzsite's pocket, people going and visiting those locations.
Yeah, Desperado, which was filmed, I'm looking at Chuck now, 1970, I want to say, Desperado. Their film tourism for that region, for that county, is something like $50 million a year in a county whose annual budget is $17 million. So, it's far-reaching. It's got economic impact that lasts, and I think that's going to be great for what you're doing. Speaking of far-reaching, you also had the vision to put the Chamber of Commerce Vice President Rebecca Kososki on your new board for IFA, if I'm right.
I did, and I did that again on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca is the executive vice president of the Marana Chamber of Commerce and has one of the most extraordinary reputations in the entire state.
Mm-hmm.
She is such a connector. I mean, honestly, when I need things on set, I can easily go to her. And she really has that vision coming from the creative field and event planning, large event planning, that she can say, oh, this person might be great for this
mm-hmm.
position, or their company can do this. So I have to say that it's not just me, you know, Daryl. It really is a community where I strive so much to be a leader and a mentor. And leadership mm-hmm. is really seeing the value in what other people can bring to the table and knowing when to relinquish that, you know, to have them take the reins on things. And I just, this leadership on this board with Laura Cordelieu and Alan Williams mm-hmm. and, you know, especially Rebecca Kozowski has just really, you know, pushed us to a new avenue where they brought up things that I thought were just great, innovative ideas for us to move forward with. Because IFA is very, it's a big community, not just of filmmakers, but business folks, you know, also. And one of the biggest sponsors was, it hopefully still is, Tucson Appliance Center. And, you know, they're not plugged into the film community,
mm-hmm.
but they see the value in what we do
sponsoring
IFA.
Chris Edwards has always been very supportive of the film industry.
Very much.
Yeah. So we got about a minute and a half left here. Can you talk about what ArcLight Pictures is doing? I hear you're working on, quote unquote, what we're all calling the big project. It's public now, but I'm not going to say the name out loud unless you do. Are you guys involved in that?
I would say that ArcLight Pictures is not directly involved, but Bobby and I both are part of the independent film community. We're both independent contractors. I am a production, production sound mixer as well as grip gaffer, and I do wear a lot of hats, and mm-hmm. you know, as is Bobby. And I will say is that we were on set yesterday in a crew capacity, and it's extraordinary to be able to see what the fruition of so much hard work over the last 3 years. This wasn't an overnight success.
Right. Yeah.
There's no such thing. I'll take that from Rebecca Kozowski. She says this all the time. We worked many, many years along with so many other people in our community and within the state to get this production here.
Yes.
And standing on that set yesterday next to Star Wagons, Honey Wagons,
mm-hmm.
getting to eat tri-tip at lunch and ahi tuna and having an omelet station that made you breakfast in the morning. Made to order omelets was extraordinary.
Yeah,
and people
wonder why we do this.
Absolutely, you know, and we were invited on set because they had a pinch. They needed some extra crew members. You know, our schedule at ArcLight doesn't allow us to work full time on the set.
Sure.
But being able to what we call day play has been great for us. And, you know, we got the call the day before saying, hey, you know, I really need some people to fill in. Can you do that? And that is the power of our community here.
Absolutely.
In Southern Arizona. We're here to help each other step up. And, you know, we got to spend a great day on set, and I got to spend it with the best, hardest working man in the business, Bobby Francis.
That's great. Lisa, thanks for joining us. We're hitting the bottom of our hour here. This is Daryl Mallett. That was Elisa Cota Francis, president of ArcLight Pictures and also president of Independent Film Arizona. We're going to go to our break here in a moment, and we'll be back after these messages with some film producers and directors. Stay tuned.
Why I love where I live. It's a brand and movement that began here in Tucson to spark gratitude and celebrate the good things about where we live. Located in the open-air Mercado San Agustin Annex just west of downtown, it's a great place to shop or spend time with friends as you enjoy food, drink, and other shopping options close by. Find gifts, toys, books, and clothes that will help you celebrate where you live. Visit them at the Annex off the I-10 at Cushing and Avenida del Convento.
The playoff race is heating up for FC Tucson. On Wednesday, October 13th, FC Tucson celebrates those who have helped the community heal with Fuerza of Frontline Workers Night. The team for all of Tucson is back at home on Saturday, October 16th. Before closing out the regular season Saturday, October 30th, we'll get ready for Halloween and Dia de los Muertos and the playoffs with Fan Appreciation Night. Get your tickets now at fctucson.com/tickets or call 520-600-3095.
Zach Yenser here. I'm so excited to be a part of the launch of the Little Love Burger this fall here in Tucson, located just two doors down from the Rialto Theater. Little Love Burger serves up the juiciest scratch-made hamburgers, loaded hot dogs, hub ice cream milkshakes, lovable local brews, and the most addictive breakfast sandwiches. Starting October 20th, Little Love Burger is open Sunday to Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Thursday to Saturday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook. Tucson, don't you want some burger to love?
When you manage your money with a credit union, you're taking true ownership of your finances and how your money impacts the community. Stop letting banking just happen to you. Bring your money home to Vantage West, federally insured by NCUA.
Life isn't about money, but how you handle money impacts everything. The Ramsey Show, today at 1 on 1030 The Voice.
Welcome back, Tucson. This is Daryl Mallett sitting in for Zach Yenser on The Tipping Point.
Well, am I supposed to say something?
Yeah, you got to read the ad.
All this?
Just the red part.
Oh, the red part. Yeah. Okay. This segment is sponsored by Little Love Burger, opening downtown on October 20th. Little Love Burger will serve up the juiciest burgers, loaded hot dogs, hub ice cream milkshakes, local brews, and breakfast sandwiches. Follow their best on social media at Little Love Burger.
That's the voice of Chuck Williams, CEO of Avondale Pictures, and
hey.
Surprise guest host with me today. Hi, Chuck.
Daryl, you know what? I've known you a long time, and I love you. I'll do anything you ever ask me. You know that, bro.
Thank you.
I was just in Hollywood 2 days ago, and I'm glad to be back here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back. We're also here today with, we've got Ava Lewis, who's with Chronic Behavior Productions, and my other friend, Genevieve Anderson from... You know, Genevieve, I don't really think you've ever told me the name of your company before.
Well, that's because it depends on the project I'm working on. I have two Lettuce Solitude LLC and Duck One.
So we'll just skip that. We'll just say film director, writer, producer Genevieve Anderson.
I totally understand what she's saying. I totally understand that as a filmmaker.
So today I'm sitting in for Zach Yenser, who's off enjoying his new daughter with his wife. Congratulations, Zach. And we're talking about the Arizona Film Expo. And again, we're here with writer, producers, directors. I think all three of these people wear multiple hats.
I hope so.
Ava Lewis of Chronic Behavior Productions. Genevieve Anderson, I'm just going to use From Too Loud to Solitude because I have seen that on some of your paperwork before. And again, Chuck Williams of Avondale Pictures. All of you, welcome. And all of you have written, produced, pre-production, post-production, or released a film during COVID.
Why should we stop working?
Exactly.
We're artists.
Ava, let's start with you. You put out very early during COVID a really cute film called The Nail Tech Chronicle. Can you tell me kind of how that, the genesis of that and what you've done, what you do with it?
Actually, that is a really great story because we had this idea because we had an actual venue, which was the nail slash hair salon with one of my friends. And the weekend that we filmed was the week before everything literally got shut down. Mm-hmm. But the way we filmed it ended up almost being the start of all the COVID like protocols of bringing in people only when you need them and then doing that. So what happened though is my son was actually flying in that weekend, which was like March 6th, 7th, 8th, that weekend for my birthday. Mm-hmm. And he, for my birthday, said, "I'll do whatever you want." And I said, "Well, you're going to be in a film then."
That's why we have kids, right?
He said, "All right, Mom, I'm going to do it." And so he ended up being, he is basically the lead character that was the thread throughout the entire film.
That's great.
And we shot it in 4.5 hours. We had basically 7 characters, and it was done. You might have thought it was scripted. It was not. It was entirely done as improv.
Fantastic.
And what we did is we provided for each character kind of an idea of something to go with, and then we just let the genesis of the conversation happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did it again, literally in 4.5 hours on March 7th is when we filmed it at
Amazing.
The salon. And I did a casting call like 24 hours before my son arrived, and I got all the characters. We already had the venue, and she's one of my partners with kind of my company, and that we work together a lot, so she was totally open to do it.
So you kind of ran the whole thing as like a 48-hour film challenge, sounds
yeah,
like.
It
was 100% like a 48-hour film challenge, because I cast it like Thursday night, Friday morning. We already had the venue, and I didn't get that confirmed literally until Friday, just so you know.
Yeah.
We were there on Saturday filming.
Yeah, it's funny,
and we filmed it.
We were filming a Star Trek fan film up in Scottsdale that same weekend, and I think we were waving, Ava and I were waving to each other as we were going opposite directions.
Pretty much.
And she got hers done in 4 hours. We got 2 days of shooting in, half the film was finished, and then COVID shut everything.
Remember when we did Zombie Nightmare? We had 3 hours
in the mall. So that's Ava Lewis with Chronic Behavior. Genevieve, your movie was already, already in the can when COVID hit, right?
Yeah, well, we were actually at the FICAM festival in Alamos. In Mexico.
Okay.
In Sonora. Yeah, we were there, and they shut the festival down an hour before our screening and told everybody to leave. So it was very anticlimactic. But we managed to get someone. What a great community, incredible. John Sheedy and runs that festival, and he found another venue and this beautiful hotel. And so we actually did get to do a screening, but it was, had to be outside the festival. And then we had to hurry and get on a bus and get back over the line before they shut it down. So
yeah. So your movie is called Dust One, which is a military term, and it talks about basically border issues. Really touching story. About a soldier returning from war with PTSD who befriends a Hispanic lady who's trying to cross the border. They can't speak each other's languages, and yet they still connect. It's
That's
just
awesome.
A really great show.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Jill Remez was one of the stars in it. I remember meeting her back at the Orange County Playhouse back in the 80s, and so that was a nice connection there to the past. This is Daryl Mallett. My guests are writers, directors, producers, they all wear many hats. Ava Lewis, Genevieve Anderson, who's one of the co-founders and actually the catalyst for the Arizona Film Expo. She kind of catapulted me into this.
Oh, nice.
Doing it. So I
remember we did it like, 3 years
ago? 2 years ago.
Yeah. And that was a great event.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Genevieve just said, somebody approached her and said, you need to do this business conference. And she goes, Daryl will do it. And I went, okay, Genevieve said, I'm going to do this. So I literally showed up in Jonathan Rothschild's office and went, Genevieve said, I need to talk to you. And he's like, we got to do a film.
Yeah, we need that. Yeah.
Well, you know how it is, Chuck.
And you were the right person for the job.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
I wouldn't, but
he was.
True kudos to all of you guys. I mean, every single person on the show was an early supporter of the Film Expo. Mm-hmm. And so,
well, hopefully next year we're all together again.
Exactly.
Right? Come on,
yeah.
2022 is the year that we kiss and hug again.
Exactly, right? I still have to, Matthew Earl Jones and I still have to go try to break into Universal and get arrested trying to give Spielberg his award.
I saw him at the American Film Market last year.
Yeah. Spielberg or Matthew?
No, Matthew.
Okay.
Spielberg's like, I don't need to go to that, do I? I have Universal Studios.
We were also supposed to be with Jamie Williams, who is a freelance photographer here in Tucson. Fantastic work.
Nice.
She's also the writer, director, producer of a movie called Mustang Moments. It's a short film talking about how inmates are being rehabilitated by training wild horses. And so it's out in the film festival circuit.
I want to see that, because the idea that if you're out there, go out there. And it's like, the horse steps on your head. Okay, he's a little bit, rehabilitated.
He's rehabilitated.
He's okay, he's all right, brother.
Exactly. Or, hey, where's that? You're wearing an orange jumpsuit. You're out in the desert.
What happened to that
chasing
guy?
Horses. Did Bob ever come back?
I don't know.
Yeah. What's the call time? Is he supposed to be here?
Oh my god.
Well, you guys, this is just so much fun. But Jamie couldn't be with us today because of family matter. And so we want to plug her movie. It's called Mustang Moments. Check it out on the internet. And it's really a great story. All three of the inmates that were in that short film have been released. They're doing really well because of this. And honestly, Chuck, I had no idea that there were still wild horses in Arizona.
No, there is.
Yeah.
There is. There's one right down the street.
I'm not talking about the Wild Horse Saloon.
Oh, you're not talking about the saloon. I get a drink there all the time.
But we also had wild camels here, I hear.
That was imported.
No, I think it was like right after World War One. Yeah, they let some imported camels go out in the desert. They didn't last very long in our desert. But
it's crazy.
You guys, I'll always have a good time with all three of you. I'm so glad you could be here. Best of luck with all of your movies. Coming up after the break, we're going to have Herb Stratford. We're going to have Mia Schnabel and David Pike, all whom wear multiple hats as well. Nice. But we're going to be talking to them about film festivals during COVID and forward. So stay tuned.
Thank you, Daryl.
Thank you, guys.
Love you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
To Vail and everywhere in between. 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
You love Decibel Coffee Works, the coffee of Tipping Point and the Yenser household, for their quality roasted coffee and beans. Now they're giving you even more reasons. Open now, the Scratch Kitchen at the MSA Annex will provide quick and easy breakfast and lunch with vegetarian and vegan options available to enjoy with your drink. Visit the MSA Annex right off the I-10 and Cushing to be one of the first to try. 267 South Avenida del Convento. In 1994, the University of Arizona took the bold step of acquiring an industrial park in southeastern Pima County and transforming it into a university research park. With over 25 years of success, Tech Parks Arizona continues to advance innovation. Whether it's the nearly 60 startups at the University of Arizona Center for Innovation or the new Tech Park at the Bridges currently under construction, they are integral in shaping the future of Southern Arizona. Tech Parks Arizona, moving innovation at the speed of business.
The economy is moving forward, and Arizona businesses are looking at new opportunities and challenges as we emerge from COVID-19. Leading companies are planning how to respond to new business and rebuild their teams and are looking for critical talent now. The right talent in key positions will make all the difference, and having a trusted and dedicated talent acquisition partner will give you an edge. Devin and her team at Talent Store will connect you with top talent while positively impacting time to hire, retention, and your employer brand. Learn more by visiting yourtalentstore.com and scheduling time with Devin and her team.
When looking at retirement planning, conventional thinking asks, how do I get a higher return? Should I take on more risk, or is there a better product? Jason Robinson and his team at Mass Mutual focuses on the overall strategy first. He and his team of advisors have the tools necessary to measure the proper balance of investments and actuarial science for the best path possible for the highest retirement income. Call Jason and his team at 520-274-3749 to have them run through an analysis at no cost to see how much more efficient you can be, and tell them Zach sent you over.
When you manage your money with a credit union, you're taking true ownership of your finances and how your money impacts the community. Stop letting banking just happen to you. Bring your money home to Vantage West, federally insured by NCUA.
After you finish listening to The Tipping Point, listen to my show, The Hugh Hewitt Show, this morning from 10 to noon, right here on 1030 KBOI The Voice.
Welcome back to Tipping Point with Zach Yenser, live on AM 1030 KVOI The Voice. Daily in-depth news, conversation, and talk about the people, ideas, and issues shaping Tucson's future. I'm Daryl Mallett, guest host, producer from Caribou Moving Pictures, and co-founder and chair of the Arizona Film Expo. Oh, I do get to wear a lot of hats, just like my guests here. Sitting in for Zach, who's off having a wonderful time with his new dog.
He's having babies.
Yeah, well, he's not, because if he did,
he birthed the babies. He all excited.
So in this fine, I'm here. We're discussing the third annual Arizona Film Expo, second on the air version, courtesy of Zach Yenser. And sitting in with me for the final segment is my friend, and we should do our own show, Chuck.
We really should.
Chuck Williams from Avondale Pictures, Righteous 12, coming to theaters in January.
Thank you. You know, a lot of people don't know, I just hit 100 movies and TV shows. I've been in Hollywood for 35 years now.
Is there like a, do you get like
nothing?
Stars,
you get nothing.
There's nothing.
You get nothing.
Well, speaking of nothing, we literally went from business as usual to almost nothing during COVID. And in this segment, I'm super excited because we have some film festival directors, showrunners, and founders with us. We have Mia Schnabel of the Arizona International Film Festival,
the longest
continuous running film festival in the state, which would have celebrated its 31st annual event this year, but it's actually the 29th annual event due to COVID. We We also have David Pike, who is either an insomniac or a vampire because he is the founder of the Arizona Underground Film Festival, Tucson Terror Fest Film Festival, which is coming up in 2 weeks.
I can't wait.
Owner of the Screening Room downtown.
I love him.
And head of Brink Vision, which is the film distribution arm of Brink Media. Welcome, everybody.
Hey. Hello.
So earlier, Herb Stratford, director of Film Fest Tucson, which is running this weekend, he couldn't make it, obviously, because he's running the Film Fest Tucson this weekend. We sat down together, and here's what he had to say.
Hang on a second, guys.
He had something to say.
He had something to say, yes.
He's like, I got something to say. Let me say
it. Breathless anticipation.
He's like, I got it right here. Let me say it. Because I'm excited. Thank you.
What are you doing this? So apparently we've lost the, we may have lost Herb's interview, which is unfortunate, but I'll have the engineer, Matt, let me know when he finds it. So let's go to Mia. Mia, this AZIFF celebrated 31st/29th. We're all going to be doing that in the future with the slash, kind of like when the calendar changed,
it's
right?
Absolutely.
1732/33.
400 years from now, they're going to be there's 2 years. They don't know what happened.
So how did it go this year?
Oh, hi, Daryl and Chuck. Thanks so much for having Arizona International Film Festival part of this great expo. We really appreciate being involved again this year.
Mm-hmm.
And congrats to Zach on his baby.
Yeah.
COVID hit. We were, waiting to the last minute in 2020 to postpone our festival to October, and then we postponed it again to April of this year, and it was great. You know, we did a nice hybrid online and in person. We had 6 socially distant events at the Mercado Festival Grounds, which is a beautiful area, and Hotel Congress.
One of my favorite places.
At Main Gate ever. They have a beautiful new screen behind Chipotle, and we had one very limited VIP screening in the screening room.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, we missed seeing all our friends, but we're super excited about our big 30th celebration next April 20th through the 30th.
30th/32nd.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job. People always ask me, they're like, we were going to release Righteous 12 in April. Then we moved to July. Then we moved to October.
Exactly.
I finally went just 2022.
Yeah, exactly.
January.
That's what we did. The same
we
thing.
Had, we had to.
We were supposed to have 4 short films at Caribou done in 20. Got half the first one done. Savannah Hayden's Star Trek fan film. We got 3 other ones coming. Alan Williams directing. Ethan Moe directing.
Love Alan Williams.
Yeah, and Ava Lewis directing. So we've got a ton of stuff. And then another one that Brian Thorson is directing. And we just had to push them all to this year. And then, of course, this year nobody wanted to pony up for sponsorships and everything.
Exactly.
So we're all going to, I was talking with Chuck earlier, it's kind of like World War II where there's like just this 4-year gap where nothing happened.
Nothing
happens. It's just war. So this is kind of the biological war. David, speaking of biological war, how has it been for your festivals? I know the 10th annual Tucson Terror Fest, is it 10th/12th? Terror Fest Film Festival is coming up in 2 weeks, and you had the 14th/16th annual Underground Film Festival 2 weeks ago. So how have they been, and how are things for you?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Thank you for having me on the show. Definitely.
Yeah,
it's been pretty good. Actually, we did not skip a year. We actually did last year. We did all online.
Okay.
So we kind of count that as as the 10th annual Tucson Terror Fest was completely online last year, which was what we had to do, but we did it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now this year, next week it starts is the 11th annual Tucson Terror Fest.
There you go.
We're just going to keep rolling. And the same thing with the Underground.
I'm going to buy my tickets.
The Underground next year.
Yeah.
The what?
I said I'm buying my tickets. I'll be there, Dave.
That's right.
Awesome. Thank you so much. But yeah. And then the next year for Arizona Underground will be the 15th.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be pretty
great.
Cool.
And of course, you also run the screening room. How have things been for you there as a business owner during COVID when we can't sit next to each other, we can't eat popcorn, and we can't even sing in church, apparently?
Oh, no.
Oh yeah. It was rough for the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to pay bills, trying to survive, trying to keep your head above water. Got a few grants, got a few things to help me out, which was it got me through. And then once I opened back up, people came out. And I saw crowds. I saw people. I saw supporters. And it's been great, honestly.
That's
so
awesome.
A lot of people are booking stuff. A lot of people are excited. So, yeah. So.
You know, and this is one of those theaters that's been around a long time, and I love the screening room.
Oh, it's a beautiful building.
Yeah, it's a great place, and we have to support Arizona and Tucson.
Yes.
We have to support our local businesses.
Screening room, Fox Theater, the Loft.
You have to get up and get out and buy these tickets. You know, you can't expect...
Roadhouse picks.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then Galaxy Theaters is a chain, but we've only got one here. Speaking of Galaxy Theaters, David... if you haven't heard already, there's a new player in town. Brandon Waits is an ex-U.S. Air Force guy stationed here at Davis Monthan, and he's now out of the Air Force, and he's also running a Horror Fest film festival this weekend at Galaxy Theaters. So I definitely want to introduce the two of you if you haven't met yet.
Yeah.
And see if there's some kind of synergy for next year.
Excellent.
Between the two of you. That's really what it's all about, David and Mia. And Mia understands this, and David understands this, and Chuck, you and I talk about this all the time about bringing people together, because we all are busy with our own projects. Sure. We've got our heads down, our nose to the grindstone, and we need to look up and see each other once in a while.
Well, if you've been around, I've been around with Sheldon. I'm from Frank Kennedy days, Jack Young days, Michael Landon. These are my friends, you know, from 1960s and 70s. We all have to help each other.
Exactly.
There's not a competition going on.
Exactly.
We need to help each other.
Yeah. And that was kind of the, well, you guys all know because you were there, but in 2019, the theme for the Arizona Film Expo is Unicorns Unite, because we're all magical creatures trying to do magical things, headed towards the promised land. But if we ran together as a herd,
absolutely,
all unicorns, men and women unicorns, have horns on the front, we could run some stuff over together.
Sure.
So that's what we're excited. I think we're queued up with Herb's interview here. And today's guest is Herb Stratford, director of Film Fest Tucson. Hi, Herb.
Hi, how are you, Daryl?
I'm awesome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
So I wanted to talk with you a little bit about how Film Fest has been affected over the last year and a half from COVID. What did last year look like? What are you doing this weekend? And what do you think the future looks like?
Yeah, you know, we took a break in 2020, so we did not actually hold a festival. So in 2019 was our last festival, and we had Peter Bogdanovich, and we had a great lineup. And in 2020, it just seemed such an uncertain time. We decided to take a little pause and not do our fifth year. So 2021 is our fifth year, and this is a different year this year still, as we all know. But we've come up with a hybrid festival. So we have 6 in-person free outdoor screenings that we're doing over the weekend of the 15th, 16th. And then we're doing also making available to people about 30 more films via our site, our streaming site. So a total of about 36 films. So it's a little bit fewer films than we would normally have in a normal weekend of our festival. But we really were seeing so many great films. We didn't want to miss another year of having a chance to connect films and filmmakers with Tucson audiences.
Mm-hmm. Did you see a slack in submissions this year compared to years in the past?
No, you know, we sort of expected there to be somewhat of a downturn just because people maybe hadn't been working, but we really haven't seen that. And not only have we not seen less films, but we're still seeing really, really great films and having access to really wonderful things. And you know, that's also the other thing is, you know, if you don't do a festival in, say, you know, 20 and 21, all of a sudden you've got 3 times the films that you got to catch up on. So. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some of our films actually go back to 2020 that have not had, you know, kind of viewings in Arizona. I would say probably 95% of our films are Arizona premieres this year.
So that's Herb Stratford. Again, we're running out of time. There's just too many wonderful filmmakers here in Arizona to talk to.
A lot of stuff's happening, man.
So, this weekend, Film Fest Tucson, go to their website. There's also the Horror Fest out at Galaxy Theaters on Houghton and Broadway. Chuck,
we have Hell Dorado Days this weekend in Tombstone, I love. We just had Wild Bunch over at Wilcox for the film festival. And in town is our buddies, J.J. Abrams, and they're filming all over town.
There, he said it. J.J. Abrams. Dimes Duster, the new show from HBO, being filmed here in Tucson using local talent and local casting crew.
And everybody should be working on this.
That's right.
They need 1970 cars all day long.
Exactly. If you want to get involved in that, contact Peter Catalinotti at Visit Tucson Film Office. Chuck, it's been great having you. All of my guests, I want to thank you.
I'm loving you. Thank you.
You guys, love you. Thanks for supporting the film industry. And get out there and make movies. Thanks for listening to Tipping Point with Zach Yenser, Daryl Mallett, Caribou Moving Pictures, your guest host today on 1030 KVOI, The Voice, trusted local news and talk.